Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the Loop with Landry, Lopez, and Benji, keeping us on the air on Sports Radio 610. John McClain joined the show earlier today. The NFL Hall of Famer, John McClain, who started to put out the mock drafts on the Houston Chronicle. And I got to say, I think he's very, very low on a guy that I like a lot. Offensive lineman. There are a lot of good offensive linemen, but Greedy Williams of LSU.
Oh, I agree.
Is a guy who he basically minimized as a guy that's not going to be a great corner. I think Greedy Williams out of LSU, 6'3", led the SEC in interceptions 2 years ago. Basically, nobody threw at him this year at all. Mm-hmm. I think that Greedy Williams, if he slides to 15 or 16 or something like that, or he's even in the 10 range, I think that Brian Gain and company should be willing to trade one of those second round picks or a third or whatever it takes to go up there and get Greedy Williams, because I think Greedy Williams is going to be a very, very good corner in this league. And I think that you can get offensive linemen with your other picks, but if you can get a shutdown corner and you can basically salvage the AJ Boye mistake that we still are talking about a couple years later,
yeah,
go up there and get Greedy Williams. That dude can straight ball. He's huge, too.
I think it depends on, and this is where I get John McClain's point, just how good do you think he's going to be? Do you think he's going to be great? Do you think he's going to be next level cornerback where opposing quarterbacks aren't even going to look in your direction and take
they
away a whole?
Year.
That's what I'm saying. But that's at college, and I know it's the SEC, but still, you know, is he going to be so good that he takes away an entire third of the field? Because if you think he's going to be that good, then yes. If you think he's just going to be a good, and I say just, I mean, it's a hard position, but, you know, a good NFL cornerback, he's not worth trading a pick for. You know, he's just not, especially when you didn't have a first or a second rounder last year.
And this is the time of the year where prospects get overanalyzed. Yeah. Another guy out of the SEC, and this is a cornerback that might actually slide to the Texans, because I think cornerback is just as much of a need as offensive line. There are some damn good offensive line guys. The more you look into it, and the more you talk to people, and we're actually going to talk to John Ledyard tomorrow at 11 o'clock, who studied all the tackles and corners. So he's going to join us at 11 o'clock. So Houston Texans fans, Mark your calendar, set your alarm, 11 o'clock. John Ledyard, one of the best NFL draft experts, is going to join the show, mm-hmm. And give us some names. But another guy who might slide just because he doesn't have the physical intangibles, DeAndre Baker out of Georgia. This is another guy in the SEC that has been a solid cornerback for them for many years, but I don't know if he's going to run the best 40 time. But there are cornerbacks for days for the Houston Texans to get, and the more that you look at this draft, the more you take a close look at it, the two needs that they have, they're going to be available, and you got three of the top 55 picks.
I promise I'm going to dig in a lot deeper in the next week or so, maybe over the weekend.
I'm already coconuts deep. I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, I've looked at it. I was going to say is, from what I've looked at so far on the prospects that the Texans need, offensive line, cornerback, running back, I think cornerback is 10 deep. 10 deep of quality cornerbacks. From what I've read so far, I'll dig in a little more, but you know, what's his name from Notre Dame that played so well and then got hurt? Julian Love. I mean, that guy, there's a lot of cornerbacks that are going to be out on the field in the NFL.
I've been diving in deep. I actually think, and I'm not trying to be biased, there are a couple Longhorns in the mid to late rounds that I really do think will be in the NFL for a while that I would like to see the Texans get, but not to be biased. I think
Chris Boyd.
Hell no.
No?
Hell
I thought no. That's who you were talking about.
Hell no. Absolutely not. I don't even want to hear you say
Your
that
eyes
name
open,
again.
Widened up.
Bro, you disgusted me, man.
He's on
him.
A lot of boards.
Hell no. I don't even want to talk about
it. That's when you're
Chris
too
Boyd.
Close to a conference,
no.
To a team.
Hell no. Okay. Chris Boyd has worse ball skills than Jim Abbott. Hell no. I'm not getting onto this, but I do think when we're talking about offensive line, we're talking about corner. I think they'll tip their hand in free agency.
Yeah.
Because they're going to overpay one of those positions, or not pay, but they're going to invest their cap resources on either the offensive line or the corner or both. And we'll have a grasp of what the needs are in the draft. Because what they need right now heading into the draft, that could change when free agency starts, which, by the way, nobody's counting, but it's 29 days away from now. I think they should entertain the possibility of overpaying Tampa Bay left tackle Donovan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He's played 1,000 snaps his 4 years in the league. Little bit raw, but let's be honest. Jameis Winston's not a quarterback that makes you look good when it comes to protecting the ball and holding on to it. So I think this is a guy they need to look at. Right now, Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com, he projected the contract that Donovan Smith is going to get. 5 years, $60
million. 5 years, $60
million? 27 guaranteed. It's a lot of money. But if a left tackle,
that wouldn't scare me off.
If you can get a left tackle and you feel confident he's going to be there for 5 years, and I like Julian Davenport, but if they think this guy can be there, it'll be interesting. But we'll keep it locked here leading up to the draft. We still got some time, but we're 29 days away from free agency. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, we were just talking about the Kareem Hunt saga and whether or not the Texans should have kicked the tires. I said yes. John Lopez said no. A lot of people weighed in. We'll keep those calls going right now. Let's go out to Wink. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Now, I'm going to go ahead and I want to make a couple of points. I want to talk about the draft along with the Kareem Hunt situation, and I'll be brief about that.
All right.
For one, it is no reason that this man cannot redeem himself, put forth some good efforts, make amends for what he's done, and it's up to the justice system to decide what to do with him, not the NFL. So as far as that goes, great players deserve to play. LT smoked rocks and sniff lines before he got in games, and he was a rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, and the man was out here breaking legs and is a Hall of Fame player. Vernon Maxwell, he did drugs. There are plenty of players who've done all types of things who are world-renowned, who have redeemed themselves in the public eye because of who they were on the field.
For sure. What else you got, Wink?
What else I got, as far as the offensive lineman, Chris Lindstrom, hands down, the best old lineman in this class. If you don't know him, go look up your tape. I totally agree with you about Greedy Williams. DeAndre Baker, more than likely, will be there. It's another guy named Armani. I can't think of his last name. I can't pronounce it. I want to say he plays for, like, Ohio State or somebody, like, or Notre Dame or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good prospect. You definitely got to look out for guys like you know, Chris Lindstrom at the head over heels better than any old lineman in this class coming out. If you're not hearing about him, trust me. Go ahead, go check this.
We'll check it out.
All right. If you want to
appreciate you, bro.
Do damage to yourself and still perform and do whatever it is you want to do to yourself, whether it's coke or crack or whatever. Go for it, and I'll watch you play football. You know, because you're doing that to yourself. It's a big difference, man. It's a big difference from what Kareem Hunt did to an innocent woman who was beaten and kicked on the ground. And it's not the justice system necessarily anymore, because that's not going to happen. The organization.
But I am with him on, you know.
Just real quick, the organization and Kareem Hunt basically said, this is what I did. So they were admitting guilt. Yeah. You know, it's not about the justice system anymore.
Yeah, it's not about the justice system. But I do feel uncomfortable with the NFL being the power ranking of domestic disputes.
Well, sure, and I get that.
I think the NFL has the best offseason in all of sports.
Huh, you think?
I don't think it's even close. But I just don't. I just don't feel like it's always been the case. I feel like growing up, the NBA free agency was exciting. The baseball hot stove was epic. I feel like the NFL has progressed to where it's not only the best yearly league in which every game has magnitude, there's the buildup, there's the drama, but what the NFL has done better than every other league is that while NBA offseason has regressed and it seems very, very, it's just not as exciting. Guys are lumping in with each other. Baseball is basically non-existent where the top free agents are still on there. NFL has done a great job of making the most of their offseason.
They have, but the market has dictated that. If fans were this thirsty and obsessed with the NBA offseason, then they would be the ones with, you know, their own network. And I know they have a network, but, you know, saying
much.
You know, their own combine and all this other stuff. And
have it. And just nobody watches.
And draw those numbers. You know, we dictated this. You know, because you see, it might not have been the same when you were a kid, but you started following this more. I did, you know, before you did. And, you know, all of a sudden the market dictated that the NFL has become the best offseason.
And it's just funny because everybody talks about minor league systems and they watch the AAF this weekend and it's, you know, the NFL needs a minor leagues. They have a minor leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there might be, it might be different and it might be hard to evaluate. And it might end after 3 or 4 years, but make no mistake about it. College football is basically the NFL minor leagues. And not only is it that, it's probably one, it's one of the four best sports in the entire country.
Of course.
And some people would
especially
say
for
it's
you
the
and
second
me,
best.
But yes, it's awesome. It's awesome. But I think these developmental leagues are going to maybe take a little bit of a piece out of that, especially with the one and dones.
How many Aggie recruits mentions did you put yourself in?
I thought
I saw you the other night before signing day.
If I ever
telling some poor kid to sign with A&M.
If you ever see me do that,
what can I do to you? Can I kick you in the balls?
I want you to grab an ice pick and jam it into my temple.
Is there a bigger lame than a grown man putting himself in a high school kid's mentions?
No, there's not.
I do. I do a Texas Longhorn podcast.
Yeah.
Correct.
Correct.
I will
41 acres.
I don't even like doing recruiting.
I know.
I don't even like talking about recruiting.
I'm not saying I follow recruiting. You know that.
Yeah, once it's official,
we'll
check
talk
it out.
About it. Yeah.
But you're of all the lames and stuff on social media and in fanhood, if you're a grown-ass man putting yourself in the mentions of high school kids, even college kids, I don't even mention college kids when they're playing. Just out of respect.
Like how? What do you mean?
I mean, like if they have a Twitter handle.
Oh, I got
I'm
you.
Not going to say, okay, hey, at right. Penn Chung, good job, good touchdown.
No, yeah,
like,
you can.
Once they leave, you can. But yeah, I don't even do it with pro athletes. Vince, get well. I believe in you. You are not guilty.
You're the one. You're the one that believes in him.
There's a lot of believers in Vince Chung.
Yeah, there are.
Vince Chung truthers, 713-572-4610.
They're also kind of, truthers, obscured.
Coming up next, Sean T. Pendergast joins the show. What does he think about the Houston Texans potentially facing Antonio Brown and T.Y. Hilton on the same exact team? Sounds like a nightmare, but it's a possibility. We'll get in that next with Sean on In the Loop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.